Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Many producers grow the same crops year after year because there appears to be no other options. Well, Sesico has been providing a solution to this problem for 37 years by developing sesame varieties and production practices that will work on your farm. Sesico is currently offering double crop contracts to producers in Oklahoma and North Texas. Contracts are offered on an acre basis with conveniently located seed dealers and delivery points. To see if sesame will work for you, contact Jared Johnson at 405-531-7840.
Agriculture markets as a whole were weaker today. Most commodities in general were lower. We had corn trading down 2.5 cents across the board. That was 13 off the lows from early this morning. Soybeans were down 17 cents in November at about $10.84. They've sold off about 80 cents from their high and not that long ago. And then the wheat did bounce back, but was still a little bit lower on the day in Kansas City. 3.5 cents lower. That was 7 cents off their lows from earlier today. If you go and look at the chart, it made new highs at the first part of June, going back 6 or 7 months, and now we're making new lows. Today's reversal somewhat, or bounce rather, somewhat off the lows, maybe bring some confidence back into the markets as these value seekers try to find some value down here. But most of the action today was really central on the what was going on with the UK vote to leave the European Union and the ripple effect that that could possibly have in other markets. Some outside pressure here from that. The Dow Jones is down to 560 points, 17,359. It's near its lows. 30-year bonds are up 4 points. U.S. dollars up nearly 200. So most of that's having a ripple effect on the ag sector.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
This afternoon, we've got a cattle on-feed report. On-feed estimates are 102% of last year, or 10.778 million head. Placements are estimated to be 109.2% of last year, so a big placement number, and then marketed of 105% of last year, or just under 1.8 million head. Most people are thinking that if the estimates are correct, that it would be a negative report. Now, cash trade this week in Texas and Kansas was 115 and 16, lower than where we were last week. Boxed beef at midday today down $1.46 on choice at 214 even. Select up 4 cents, 198.36. Now, again, most of the news is driven by what's going on over in Europe. There are some ag things happening in the next week. On June 30th, we've got the USDA June 1st stocks report and also the acreage numbers. The biggest part about that report will be how many bean acres, or how much bean acres increased and how much corn acres decreased due to the effect of what the price has done over the last couple of months. The other part of that will, of course, be the June 1st stocks report, and that's June 30th, 11 a.m.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.